Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jue Luo Bei.
The Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention said peak flu season passed in mid-March. Although cases remain high, some provinces have reported a decline in infections. This year's major strain is H1N1, a subtype of influenza A. Experts say flu outbreaks arrived about 2 months later than usual, which was partly attributed to the COVID-19 outbreak in December and January. After COVID-19 management measures were changed, social activities and international travel began to increase, allowing the flu to spread beginning around the end of February.
Banking giant UBS on Sunday agreed to buy its troubled rival Credit Suisse for almost $3.25 billion, in a deal orchestrated by the Swiss government to avoid further turmoil in the global banking system. Despite the government's backing, however, UBS shares opened down 14% this morning. Yin Junyi has more.
Swiss authorities pushed for UBS to take over its rival after a plan for Credit Suisse to borrow up to $54 billion failed to reassure investors and the bank's customers. The deal follows the collapse of two mid-sized U.S. banks, which led to a plunge in the Credit Suisse share price last week. Credit Suisse is among the 30 financial institutions known as globally systematically important banks, and Swiss authorities worried about the fallout if it were to fail.
The Federal Council is therefore confident that in this difficult situation, the takeover of Credit Suisse by UBS is the best solution for restoring the confidence that has been lacking in financial markets recently, and for best managing the risk to our country and its citizens.
The Swiss government also issued a guarantee to assume losses up to around $9 billion from certain assets of a threshold to reduce any risks for UBS. Following the deal, the U.S. Fed and the Central Bank of Canada, Britain, Japan, the EU, and Switzerland also announced coordinated financial moves to improve banks' access to liquidity in the coming week. This includes daily access to a lending facility for banks looking to borrow U.S. dollars if they need them. Yin Junyi, Money Talks.
Starting today, Cultural and Tourism Administration departments around China are once again accepting and approving commercial performances by foreign artists, aiming to revive the country's performing arts market following the pandemic. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan visited a theater and an art center in Shanghai to see how things are going.
The Shanghai Oriental Arts Center has just announced its spring and summer offerings, running through August 8th. Almost 10% are international projects, including the St. Petersburg Philharmonic Orchestra, one of the best in Russia. It turns out the theaters in China have been staying ready to resume international performances for some time now.
We stayed prepared even before the resumption was announced. We kept all our overseas contacts going, and now, with this new signal, our projects can go ahead. Contract signing and approval applications, that sort of thing. International artists are very enthusiastic about performing in China, and we're setting them up one by one.
The Shanghai Grand Theater has been quick to take advantage of the change, planning some projects from Western performers at the end of August. During the International Art Festival in the second half of the year, the theater is also expected to welcome some new productions from world-renowned opera houses, corps de ballet and symphony orchestras.
We have been waiting for this day for quite a while now. The real recovery of the performing arts market should start with the resumption of approval for overseas performances. That's a positive signal for us to get back to the real normal. We've been in contact with some overseas agencies and troops since the end of last year, but we didn't expect this word to come so soon.
John says the theater is now also looking for high-quality new creations.
During the past 3 years, many people in China have changed their spending habits. They're hoping to spend more on spiritually uplifting things. So we have to attract the audience with better material, and that means famous orchestras, opera houses, and classic IPs. The classics are still attractive to people here, but they need new presentation and creativity to lure an audience these days.
The return of international performances may indeed further fuel recovery of the local performing arts, but Zhang says she plans to reserve judgment for the time being, since the number of international performances flocking back to the market now is pretty high. Some of their performance fees might be relatively high too. 张淑雪 Money Talks.